The Ministry of Health has called on health facilities and corporate organizations to provide crutches at their workplaces to facilitate mother-baby contact during working hours. This is the surest way to ensure that breastfeeding mothers are productive at work and are able to practice the six-month exclusive schedule. The sector minister, Sherry Aiti, made the call in a message at the launch of this year's World Breastfeeding Week in Accra. She noted that a survey conducted in 2011 shows that the rate of exclusive breastfeeding in Ghana has declined from 63% to 43.7%. Thus, all must get involved to create the awareness on exclusive breastfeeding. We bring you more on this report by Victoria Ahaji.
World Breastfeeding Week is celebrated every year in more than 120 countries to promote the practice of breastfeeding as a single most cost-effective intervention for child survival and development. The Health Minister, Sherry Aiti, noted that the decline in breastfeeding is linked to the use of artificial infant foods and the good marketing strategies of the manufacturers. She said her ministry and the Ghana Health Service are committed to promoting optimal breastfeeding and complementary feeding practices. Madam Aiti entreated Ghanaians to play a watchdog role and bring manufacturers who violate Ghana's Breastfeeding Promotion Regulations 2000 to the notice of the Food and Drugs Authority to be dealt with. She was represented by the Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Apiadenchira.
I wish to urge all of you to provide the needed support for women to give their infants the best start in life. Ghana's Breastfeeding Promotion Regulation 2000 is derived from the International Code on Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes. Although it has succeeded in reducing the pressure on women to use infant formula when this is not necessary, there are still attempts by manufacturers and distributors to violate this law. I wish to entreat the Ghanaian public to play the watchdog role and bring such practices to the notice of the Food and Drug Authority, which should not hesitate in applying the necessary sanctions.
The Greater Accra Regional Director of Ghana Health Service, Dr. Linda Van Otu, noted that this year's celebration is important because of the current falling trend in exclusive breastfeeding in Ghana. She believes that if mothers are supported by their husbands, siblings and society, the situation will be reversed.
As a service, we try to support mothers to a successful start with breastfeeding. This needs to be complemented with support from their home and other sectors of society, including their husbands and other members of the family. I wish to urge that we join forces to ensure that no child is denied the invaluable benefits of optimal breastfeeding. We can do this by ensuring that breastfeeding issues remain high on our national agenda.
The Chief Executive of Salt and Light Ministries, Dr. Joyce Ayi, who chaired the function, called on government to look at the Maternity Protection Convention 183, which provides for a minimum of 14 weeks maternity leave with pay.
A report by Victoria Ahaji.